Welcome to The State of Real Estate, a monthly program discussing various aspects of the world of real estate, featuring Tony Luna, Daniel Reynolds, and Jaya Harwell of the Tony Luna Group of Lake Holmes Realty.
This is Tony Luna, Lake Holmes Realty, on beautiful Center Hill Lake. Hey, guess what? This is our first show. And I've got special guests with me. I got Danielle and Jaya with me. Not Jaira, Jaya.
It's Jaya,
yeah,
yes.
I know who it is. I've purposely called her Jaira ever since she started working for us. But I'm learning. It's Jaya now. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
This is the new show on WGLE, and we may turn this into a podcast, too. It's going to be called The State of Real Estate. We're not going to sell you anything. We're just going to try to teach you something. But the first show, we're gonna learn about us. How's that sound? We got some questions.
Yes, fun
times. And we're going to wing this for sure. But, guys, everybody, thanks for listening to us on WGLE, and this is going to be fun. Danielle, what you got?
So I'll just go ahead and introduce myself. I think if we each just kind of tell a little bit about ourselves, then we can do the questions after that. My name is Danielle Reynolds, and I moved to DeKalb County in 1999. I was a teenager, very young, very, very young. And I moved here to live with my grandparents and go to high school here. So they lived on Love Colony Road, which is, they had a lake home. So my first house here in DeKalb County was a lake home. Which I think is kind of full circle to now working for Lake Holmes. That's kind of cool. But I graduated in 2003. I lived at MTSU for my freshman year of college, but then I moved back to Smithville. And eventually I married David Reynolds in 2006. He was a groundhog, which anybody listening to WGLE is going to know that that's just a person who lives under the hill. But if this turns into a podcast, it's just someone who lives in a different area of our county. They're called groundhogs. That sounds weird, but I married a groundhog. So we lived closer to Alexandria for several years, but then we finally did move back up to Smithville. And David works at NHC. So he's very well immersed into the community with his patients and their families. We have three children, all girls. Two of them go to the high school here, and then our youngest midlife surprise baby is in daycare.
Poor Dave.
Yeah. Three girls and me. He's fighting a losing battle. But anyway, I worked for Dr. Duke, who was a dentist here in town for about 14 years before he retired. And I took a little while off to stay home with the kids, but then Tony approached me about possibly being his assistant. So I took the necessary courses, and luckily I passed all my tests the first time. Even though I had not been in school for a long time, and I became a licensed agent to be just his assistant. Now, a couple years later, I've had the pleasure of having my own clients and listings, and then I still assist Tony with his transactions as well. What appealed to me in the beginning going to work in real estate was the flexibility to work around my schedule. So having three kids, a husband, a household, all that's a full-time job in itself. So I wasn't really wanting to spend 40 plus hours outside of our home when I did decide to go back to work. So real estate definitely is a totally different work experience. The hours are completely fluid. I get calls, texts, emails from 5 a.m. to midnight. But at the same time, I can still go to appointments and family events and stuff. So I get to kind of make my own schedule somewhat. So it's been a learning curve, but I'm excited about my third year in real estate. And what I love about the job is that I'm still interacting with lots of people in the community that I knew from Dr. Duke's office or that my husband knows from working at NHC. And I like being on the lake and just interacting with the community. And I'm really excited, super, super excited for 2025 because now we have a new team member, Jaya. And it's nice to have another girl around. And it just feels like we're already doing so many new and fun things like the radio show and the videos and stuff. And we seem to be getting good feedback from that.
And there is a lot of pink in this office all of a
sudden. Yes. We've redone the office. So we have pink chairs, pink keyboards, lots of. It was nice just to have another girl in the office. So.
Jaya, tell me about yourself.
Well, of course, my name is Jaya Harwell. I was born and raised right here in DeKalb County. I graduated in 2000, and after high school, I moved to Murfreesboro for a few years and lived on MTSU campus. Soon after that, I started looking to purchase my first home, and I looked everywhere. I looked in Liberty, Las Casas, Murfreesboro, but Smithville just felt like home. So purchased my home here in Smithville, and I've been there 20 years. I have two kids, Colton, my son, he's in eighth grade here at DeKalb Middle School, and my daughter, Caitlin, she graduated high school in 2022, and she's now married. So I have a son-in-law, and his name's Blake. It's very exciting watching my family grow. Most people remember me as the insurance lady. I worked at State Farm Jackie Smith Agency for about 10 years. Really enjoyed working there, and I met so many wonderful people and made a lot of lifelong friends while I was there. When Jackie retired, I decided to stay home for a while and focus on my family. After a couple years, I decided to go back to work, but I knew I wanted something flexible so I could still spend plenty of time with my family and not miss out on the important things.
It's like we're the same person.
Yep.
We work local, lots of years, our people retired, we stayed home with our kids, mm-hmm. and then we were looking to get into something different.
Get back out there.
And you look like the yin and yang, too, the blonde hair, the black hair.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, she mentioned that I should get my real estate license. So it just kind of got me thinking. So that's what I did. And I've been an agent just over 2 years now. And I recently joined Tony Luna's team. Woo-hoo! And we became the Tony Luna Group.
That's right.
So I couldn't feel more excited about what's in store for us this year.
And we're happy to have you, too.
Thank you.
And you know why I hired Danielle? Because she likes to talk a lot.
No, he felt like he had to hire me because his wife is my very best friend in the whole wide world. So, we're going to just kind of dive into some questions just to get to know you kind of thing. So I'm going to ask Tony and Jaya, what is your morning routine?
Oh, gosh. Mine's easy. I'm a creature of a habit anyway, but I get up, make my tea. I make Summer's coffee. I do dog pills. I do dog shots. Then I have to get out of the house by 8:30. It drives me nuts if I don't get out of the house by 8:30. And then I have to get my Button Willow coffee first thing in the morning, and then I get to work. I do that 6 days a week.
Yep.
Sunday, not so much, but Monday through Saturday, I do that for sure, just like that. It drives Summer nuts because I just have that creature of habit.
Well, I'm not a morning person at all, but I do like to get up and make sure I have time just to sit down for just a minute with a cup of coffee and a good book. So that's just kind of my morning routine.
See, I like to do my reading with my coffee at night before I go to bed. So
coffee before bed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That bounce off the walls. So what's your favorite pastime, Danielle?
Reading.
Just reading?
Just reading. I read about, I think I finally stopped clocking at 103. I read 103 books last year.
Wow.
That doesn't make me any kind of smart or anything. I read.
I'm sure it's all educational.
No. Why I like reading is because it's like an escape from reality. So I don't want to read anything that's going to bring me down or make me sad or too close to life. I don't even want an autobiography. I just want something fiction. So.
What about you, Jaya?
Favorite pastime? I really like going for walks, or I love hiking. So for me, that's just a way to get exercise, and I do a lot of thinking. It's just kind of my quiet time.
Yeah.
That's a nice one.
So, Tony, what's the best compliment you've received?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I guess one of the best ones is probably my work ethic that I did get from my dad and stuff. I mean, I'm constantly on the go. And enjoy. Summer tell you I'm a workaholic, and I really am, but I do enjoy my work. And it doesn't matter if I'm working here at the office or working at the farm or working for the county commission, something. I just got to be doing something. And in a world of making quotation marks in there, lazy people, I'm definitely not one of them.
Yeah. For me, the best compliment I've ever gotten is just that I'm a good mom. Like, that's so important to me. And even like if mainly it's really if Summer tells me, because she knows me. So I mean, if somebody out on the street tells me, I'm not gonna shuff it off, you know. I like anybody to tell me, but her telling me, since she knows me and knows my kids and everything, that's just a good compliment.
Yeah,
that you're
that's
a good
me
mom.
Too that's yeah. That's the best compliment that I could receive, is that I'm a good mom.
Yeah,
I've never been told that.
Oh, I hope not. Weirdo. Okay, so my turn, let me see. If money was not a factor, so unlimited funds, What would you do with your time?
Well, I've always said that I would travel. So if money wasn't a factor, that's what I would do. I would travel and just go places, see new things.
Yep.
Oh, mine's definitely travel. And I've been lucky enough. I've done a lot of traveling in my life. And, went to Washington, D.C. about 12 months ago, and it was awesome. I'd definitely go back there. But I guess my favorite trip I ever went on is South Dakota, and I would love to go back to South Dakota. Man, it's beautiful. If you've never been in that part of the country, you need to go.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of my answer was more like I wasn't thinking like lottery money. I was just thinking if money wasn't a factor, just in your everyday life, what I would do with my time is that I would quit working. And this is a show just to introduce us in our work ethic, and we are good at work, but I would spend a few years while I've still got kids at home just to take the time with them, and then I could work, you know, as long as I wanted.
Well, if you don't watch yourself, you'll get to go home and stay anyway.
Oh, so, gosh. Just I'm already messing up.
So I've got a good one for you. So if you won the lottery tomorrow, what would you do with the money?
I would travel in luxury.
Yeah.
Well, I would pick up my whole family, and it wouldn't just be traveling. We would travel with, like, first class. I would be on one of those planes that has its own suite with, you know, the bed and the shower and everything. And when we got to where we were going, we would be staying in the most expensive place, eating at the most expensive places. I would want to do this life in luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes. Well, I would buy a lake house, of course.
Yeah. That's a good working answer.
I would also help those less fortunate. That makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to be able to give back and
help others.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of those are good answers.
You could definitely tell because the people around me would have money. Not that I'm giving it away. We're just going to move to a better neighborhood.
Yes. So,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Danielle, what? If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, this is an easy one. I have thought about this my whole life. If I had one superpower, I would be able to understand and speak every language in the world.
Yes.
I think that would just be the best. Like, you could go anywhere and communicate with anyone, anytime. I think it would open up, obviously, any job that I wanted on the whole planet I could have if I could speak all the languages. And it bothers me when I'm around people who are speaking other languages and I don't understand what they're saying. So that would be my superpower.
Mine would be endless energy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to have endless energy. Never
I feel
sleep.
Like you
just
do
work
have
on.
Endless
no, I
energy.
I have to sleep. But I wish I did. I wish I had endless energy, man.
See, that I, would be I, your
be
superpower?
Yeah, that'd be a Marvel. I could see that being a Marvel movie.
No.
Yeah, that'd be
what
nice.
About you, Jaya?
Well, I don't think this would always be a good thing, but I always say that I would like to be able to read people's mind. So sometimes
ooh.
I just wonder, like, what yeah. are they really thinking?
I've thought about that, but I don't think I would like it. I think you'd go through about a 1 week
you'd
and
like,
you'd
never
be like,
mind.
Please, I do not want to know what anybody's thinking anymore.
I need to get out of your head.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would not like that at all.
Mm-mm. Okay, so Tony, this one's for you. Why are you passionate about what you do?
Gosh, you know, I just love, honestly, I'm not a salesman, even though I've been in sales for 30 years, 26 in real estate, and before that, I sold cars here. I honestly love this place. I love this community, and man, I think it shows through the sales that I do with the people that I meet and stuff, and I end up being friends with everybody, and that's why I do so much community service. That's why I ran as a county commissioner and won is because I want to do good for this community. That's really the reason.
Yeah. I definitely can see that.
Well, Danielle, who would you say is the most influential person in your life?
Oh, well, she's gone now, but my person was my mumsy, and that's what we called. She was basically my grandmother, but we were watching some British television show and laughing hysterically about them calling the grandmother Grand Mumsy. So I started calling her Mumsy when I was probably, I don't know, 13, and it stuck, and my kids called her Mumsy. But she was a nurse for her profession, but she just knew a little bit about everything and was good to me and just helped me through the hard teenage years. Mm-hmm. And she was just my person. She was really sassy, like super sassy. But and she get that helped me when I was young to like get my voice and not be so shy, which I still am a little bit shy, but that helped. She helped with that. So she's my person. Yeah. What about you?
I think I'm going to skip that one because I'll start crying.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of thought that too when you asked me. I was like, oh no, here we go. Here we go. Cannot do that one. Tony, what about you?
Mine's 100%. My dad was a huge influence on me. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you'll see that, you know, I post tributes to my dad all the time, but he was just such a good guy. And my mother too, who just recently passed away, but my dad was a huge influence on me. And I think that's where I got a lot of my work ethic and my honesty and stuff was from him. He had such a dry sense of humor, but some of the jokes he told were so wrong, but so funny.
Yeah.
But God, he was just such a good guy. I mean, it's hard for, just think about a man adopting two kids that are 6 and 7 and raising them like they're his own. And that's how I was raised. And I think it really ingrained in me to be a good guy. And I really try to be.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I didn't make it up. Neither is true. So Danielle, I got a good one for you here. So tell me something that people would be surprised to know about you.
Oh, my Lanta.
That you sound like an old woman when you say stuff like that.
Oh, Tony,
that's something my grandma used to say.
Yeah,
oh, my Lanta.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, and funny story, I was in Texas and they just so happened to be looking for people to interview for a news story in Texas. And they're getting ready to do the mic check and everything. And I'm nervous, so nervous. And the guy said something and I went, oh, my Lanta. And he whipped his head around. He goes, what did you just say? And I thought, oh, God, what did I say? And I said, oh, my Lanta. He thought that was hilarious. Like, do people really say that? But anyway, I guess, I don't know, something people would be surprised at. Maybe that I have tattoos. That sounds silly, but I sing in my praise and worship team, you know, at church and everything.
You got a big Satan tattoo on your back?
I do not. Oh, okay. No, that I have tattoos in general. Like, I don't know. I feel like people might be surprised to know that. I don't know. Jaya, what about you?
Well, when I was younger, I wanted so bad to learn to play the guitar. So I took guitar lessons for a really long time.
Ooh.
And the one song that I really wanted to learn to play and sing was When You Say Nothing at All by Alison Krauss.
Oh, that's a
what
good
a sweet
one.
Song.
Oh, I love that song.
That's
always
a
have.
Good one.
So do you know how to play?
No.
I thought you were going to say this so you could do that.
No, but I did try. I tried. So.
That might be our next show. We might have to have you trying to play guitar.
Yeah. That's awesome. I think mine was, until 2 years ago, that I played harmonica. That was a secret talent that I'd done since I was 13 and until I kind of joined a band and started playing harmonica. Nobody knew that about
me.
I didn't play in front of nobody.
Okay, so here's this one's kind of deep. Do you have any regrets, Jaya?
Well, of course I do. I'm sure we all do, but that's okay. We live and learn, so.
We're really too young to have regrets, I'll just say. We are so young.
Yeah.
We have our whole lives to make
them. Well, I got a bunch. I'm a lot older.
You want to live skinny?
Because you're old.
You know, one is I wish I'd bought everything downtown. And, you know, 5 years ago, it's crazy how this town has turned around and it's so good. But I think the real one I had, the biggest regret is I was painfully shy through high school and up until my early 20s. And I so wish I hadn't been. I think I would have got way further in life earlier if I hadn't been so shy. And just going with my gut, I feel like I have a good instinct now, but I was always second-guessing it years and years ago, and I wish I'd learned that a little sooner.
Yeah. What about you, Jaya?
Yeah, I'm not going to list any, but I do admit to having a few.
Me too. Yeah, I think that's a good, safe answer. I'll say that to you.
So, Danielle, what would you say is your life motto?
Oh, Lord, mercy. Just to be kind. I have two teenage girls, and watching them go through high school is kind of similar to watching a drama on TV, like something made up because it's so ridiculous. But I tell them at least 3 times a week, be kind. Just be nice. Just even if you don't like the situation, if you don't like the person, if you're being scolded, just be nice. Just be kind. That'd have to be mine.
Yeah, mine's an old Ronald Reagan quote. I'm a huge Ronald Reagan fan, but he said one time, you can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And I love that. I've always loved that. You probably got that tattooed on you somewhere, don't you, Danielle? Oh, Lord.
No, I shouldn't have said that. I'm kind of hoping they edit that out now.
No, it's a live one.
I didn't think of any answers for that question.
Jerry, you got something on that?
Well, I guess I would say enjoy the little things in life. You know, it's the little things that mean so much. So that's what I would say. Yeah. Just enjoy the little things in life.
Yeah.
It kind of goes by quick, and then you think, 10 years ago, I wish I would have, you know, dug in and enjoyed that part. Yeah.
Just the little things.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite quote, Danielle?
It's a Bible verse. So we're going to go from tats to Bible. No, I like Romans 8:38 and 39, which are really long, but summed up, they basically say nothing can separate us from the love of God. And I feel like I tell that to myself daily. Not that I do anything wrong that I think would, but it's easy to be super hard on ourselves. So that always has stuck with me, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Mm-hmm.
I'd say my favorite quote is, accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what will be.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Well, mine's a Clint Eastwood quote from Josie Wales. Dying ain't much of a living.
Oh, my Lanta. Lord, dying ain't much of a living.
Yeah, outlaw Josie Wales.
Okay. All right, so let's switch into work a little bit. Jaya, you've been doing this the same amount of time as I have. What do you find is the most difficult part of being a realtor?
The most difficult part for me, I guess I would have to say it's the commission-based income. You know, it's difficult to predict your finances, and the real estate market is, you know, it's going to change.
Well, so, I don't know about you, like when you started, but I think everyone expects when they hear that you've become a realtor, oh, she's about to be rich. Yeah. You know, we must be wealthy because we're realtors. That is so not true.
That is not true.
What about you, Tony?
Mine's just paperwork and time. I wish I had more time, and I hired Danielle for the paperwork, so I got half of that took care of already. Yeah. But yeah.
I think the most difficult part, which I do enjoy it, I'm still doing it, and when I went through school, they actually said that in the first 2 years of being a realtor, 87% of new realtors would quit. So Jay and I are still hanging on. Mm-hmm. We're beating the odds. But I think the most difficult part is that you're never off work.
You really are not. If you want to be successful in this business, you're never off. There's no clocking in. There's no clocking out.
You're always on call.
Yes. Always on call.
I have silenced my phone in church. I have had calls at 5:30 in the morning, 10:30 at night. Like, I understand it's a very important part of someone's life to have a real estate deal, so they're very anxious, and they just need to be able to get in touch with you. But then at the same time, you know, we have families,
and we work
too.
A lot of weekends, too. So.
Absolutely.
Just about every weekend, especially in the summer. You know what? The first real estate deal I ever did was I was at the office on Easter Sunday, 1999, and I had a guy call me. We didn't have cell phones then. He just called the office and said no other agent was showing property. Would I show him property? And the first house I ever sold was on Easter Sunday. We wrote the paperwork up that day, closed it 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
And just took off from there.
And you still, I'm sure, you still would answer your phone on Easter Sunday.
Absolutely.
I'm out. I love all you people. But Easter is special. I would not be doing it. But, I mean, that's a difficult part of it. But
it is.
There's lots of good parts, too.
Yeah, there's got to be a happy medium somewhere. I haven't found it in 26 years. Still haven't found it. I answered my phone.
Yeah.
It drives Summer absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But, you know, she owns her own business now, so she kind of understands a lot more.
Well, she never stops working either.
No,
when you
not
own your
anymore.
Own business,
you
never
just
stop.
Don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody has enjoyed the first of many shows, hopefully. We're going to be airing, I think Dwayne told us, the last Wednesday of the month.
Perfect.
So it's not going to be like this every time.
Thank goodness.
This was an introduction to us, but what our plans are is we're not a hard-selling group at all, but we want to educate you. So we want to help people understand how real estate works. We're going to interview mortgage brokers. We're going to interview surveyors. We're going to interview the registered deeds. We've already reached out to those guys, and they're willing to come in and talk to us. We just want to help people understand how this real estate market works, and that's the whole point of this radio show and hopefully future podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Any last words?
Give us a call.
It's hard to live. What is your favorite quote again?
Dying ain't much of a living.
Dying ain't much of a living. There we go.
Everybody, thanks for listening to us, and feel free to give us a call if you've got any questions. 615-210-9522. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to The State of Real Estate, featuring Tony Luna, Daniel Reynolds, and Jaya Harwell of the Tony Luna Group of Lake Holmes Realty. For more information on Lake Holmes Realty, call 615-210-9522 or visit them online at onthelake.com. The State of Real Estate is a presentation of Slackerbilly Productions.